Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, February 25th, 2013. We'll begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Arnold, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Weaver. If you'll rise, please.
Let us pray. Almighty God, thank you for allowing us to live in this great nation where our freedoms are numerous. Lord, be with those who don't have the freedom of worship or a government for the people and by the people. We ask that you protect our military personnel and provide comfort to their families as they protect our freedoms. Father, I ask you to give us, this elected body, the guidance and wisdom to make the right decisions that are legal, ethical, and that are representatives of the residents of Jefferson County. I pray all of these things in your precious name. Amen.
Please recite the pledge with me.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, we'll begin our agenda today with items under purchasing. Item A is to receive and file bids for the refurbishment of Jefferson County Health Clinic. Item B is to consider and approve specifications for invitations for bids for the Pleasure Island Revised Breakwater Project, and that's a Coastal Impact Assistance Program grant that comes from Minerals Management Service from royalties off offshore oil wells, oil production. Item C is to consider and approve specifications for requests for proposals for the lease of property on Viterbo Road, which was formerly the National Guard Armory Office Facility. Item D is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file change order number 4 to the proposed water line to the City of Hampshire for a decrease of $25,312.42, changing the contract amount to $1,037,850.11, and that's funded by Hurricane Ike disaster grant administered by the Texas General Land Office. Item E is to consider and approve a correction to the contract reference number for the term contract for snack and drink vending machines for Jefferson County from IFB 11-021AW, as it was previously referenced, to a corrected reference number of IFB 11-054AW, as referenced in the original invitation for bid. Item F is to consider and possibly approve an interdepartment transfer of a 2008 Ford Crown Victoria from the Sheriff's Department to the airport as authorized by Local Government Code Section 262.011J. And item G is to consider and possibly approve an auction of surplus property as authorized by Local Government Code Section 263.152A1 to be auctioned by Horns Auction, Inc. and scheduled for March 2nd of 2013 at 9 a.m. Do I have a motion on those items under purchasing?
Second.
Been moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Any of
yes, RFP on item C. All right. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Commissioners, item A is to consider approving a resolution allowing the county judge to apply for and accept a grant for the operation of the Jefferson County Family Treatment Drug Court from the Office of Juvenile Justice and Delinquency Prevention for fiscal years 2013 through 2016. Item B is to consider approve and authorize the county judge to execute an interlocal agreement between Jefferson County and the Nederland ISD for road and parking lot repairs. Item C is to consider and possibly approve the reappointment of Josh Allen and Sam Smith to the Drainage District Number 6 Board of Directors for 4-year terms. They're my appointees at present. Item D is to consider and approve a resolution authorizing the imposition of a collection fee pursuant to Article 103.0031, Texas Code of Criminal Procedure for accounts receivable and debts. This refers to unpaid fees, court calls, forfeited bonds, and restitution which a court ordered in more than 60 days past due. Item E is to consider and possibly approve a resolution approving the application for VAWA grant number 134-66-16 for the fiscal year September 1, 2013 through August 31st, 2014. And Item F is to consider and approve authorize the county judge to sign, receive, and file an amendment to the interlocal agreement of Southeast Texas Regional Radio System between the cities of Beaumont, Port Arthur, Groves, Nederland, Fort Natchez, Orange, and the counties of Jefferson and Hardin for our radio interoperability program. Lastly, item G, under county commissioners, consider and approve a proclamation for Southeast Texas Big Read Month. Do I have, moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion on any of those items? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. I understand that we have a representative here that's here for the Southeast Texas Big Read Month. Ma'am, could you come up and introduce yourself, please? Yes, ma'am.
My name is Mary McCoy. I'm the library director at Lamar State College in Orange. And a group of partners got together and wrote a grant to bring the Big Read to Southeast Texas. I'm really proud of it because it is a collaboration between both the counties, three public school districts, a college and a university, a museum, public libraries. We're really excited that in April we will have a multitude of different events in both counties. If you go to bigread.lsco.edu, it will have an events calendar. And we're just really excited to promote reading in Southeast Texas. And I also have books for each of you, if that's okay.
Thank you. And I'll read this proclamation for you. It says, whereas the Big Read, an initiative of the National Endowment for the Arts in partnership with Arts Midwest, has been designed to restore reading to the center of American culture, and whereas the National Endowment for the Arts 2008 report Reading on the Rise documents that in the last 6 years, literary reading in America has increased dramatically, especially among young readers, after a steady decline over the last 20-year period. And whereas programs like the Big Read, which provide citizens with the opportunity to read and discuss a single book or author within their communities, has played an important role in reversing this decline. And whereas the Southeast Texas Big Read will engage the citizens of Orange and Jefferson County by focusing on Rodolfo Anayo's Bless Me Ultima, now wherefore be it proclaimed by the Jefferson County Commissioners Court that it hereby designates April 2013 as Southeast Texas Big Read in Jefferson County, and that this official proclamation be presented to the Ron E. Lewis Library and others in recognition of their commitment to engage our entire community with unique programming to encourage and enhance literary reading for all the citizens of Jefferson County. And we'll give this to you after court, after everyone's had the opportunity to sign it. Thank you for being here today. Okay, next, under county auditor, item A is to consider and approve a budget transfer for Road and Bridge Precinct 2 for additional costs for travel for training some employees in the amount of $3,900. Item B is to consider and approve a budget amendment for voters registration for additional costs for mileage in the amount of $100. Item C is to consider and approve a budget transfer for the Sheriff's Department for the replacement of 5 computers in the amount of $6,131. Item D is to consider and approve a budget transfer for the service center for the replacement of a computer and additional service in the amount of $1,500 and $1,250. Item E is to consider and approve the appointment of the Bank of New York Mellon Trust Company as paying agent for the 2003B Certificates of Obligation and the Series 2011 refunding issue, and authorize the execution of a paying agency agreement in connection therewith, because BBVA has resigned as a paying agent on those two debt issuances. Item F is regular county bills, check numbers 376763 through 377035 for the period ending 2/18/2013. And item G is regular county bills, check numbers 377036 through 377279 for the period ending today. Do we have a motion on those items under auditor?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Under engineering, item A is to consider and authorize the county judge to execute, receive, and file a permanent easement agreement with Seaway Crude Pipeline Company, LLC, for the purpose of constructing one pipeline routed across a portion of property described as tract number TXJF0088.0010-S, located in the Pelham Humphrey Survey A32 in Jefferson County. That project located in Precinct 2, next to and adjacent to the county jail on Highway 69. Do I have a motion on that item? Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And lastly, under Human Resources, item A is consider and approve granting extended leave without pay until February 28, 2013 for Tyree Singleton, a Road and Bridge Precinct 4 employee. Do I have a motion on that item?
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. We have on our agenda today a closed session, but we are going to reschedule that closed session for Monday after next, Ms. George. Whatever date that is, the 11th of March. And we'll put that back on the agenda then. Okay. Is there anything further, anything any member of the court wishes to bring to the attention of the public? If not, then we are adjourned. Thank you.